First of all, my good people, we have the usual packets of blessed ashes in the back of the chapel. Please help yourselves and take all of them. Sprinkle them in your gardens or around your houses, as you are familiar with. The next Montgomery Sunday, which is the first Sunday of May, May the 4th, is the day of our annual May potluck picnic. Everyone is invited. Everyone who can bring a dish, but even if you cannot bring a dish, you are welcome to stay anyway. You are urged to stay. It's a chance for us all to get together and to know each other. Please make sure you get a copy of the bulletin that has the schedules for Palm Sunday and for Easter Sunday Masses. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. My good people, we look around us and we see all the evil that's going on. We see all the evil that's happening even in our own families and even maybe in our own hearts. And we wonder why Satan has so much power. We wonder why God has given him so much power. And that is where we make our mistake. God is not the one who has given Satan his power over us. We are guilty. Every time we turn away from God, every time we turn anywhere but to God, we are turning to Satan, whether we believe it or not. We were put here for one purpose, and one purpose alone. And what is that? The greater honor and glory of God. There is no middle ground, no neutral ground. If we are not focused on God, if our every effort, everything we do throughout the day, whether it's cooking or working at our job or studying in school or recreating or playing, if God is not the ultimate center, then Satan is. You take any of our famous dictators, I don't care how powerful they were, any of our great kings, presidents, any of the great leaders in the past, where do they get their power from? The people who support them. If the people withdrew their support, which they have in the past, what happens to the dictator, the kings, the presidents? They lose their power and they cease to have any effect. My good people, it's the same way with Satan, at least as far as souls go. He can have no effect on our souls unless we give him that power. And we don't even have to say, "Here I am, Satan." No. All we have to do is go after anything that isn't God-centered. What did our Lord himself say? "The lukewarm and the indifferent I will vomit out of my mouth. I would rather you were hot or cold." So my good people, during these next two very holy weeks, let us take ourselves aside and search our innermost hearts. And let us see whether we are giving as much to God as we think we are, or if we are giving the devil more than his due. Not that he has anything due him. Let us start by examining our relationship to what is happening right now during these holy days. The reliving of the Passion of our Lord. Is it for us a historical event that happened in the past and doesn't mean all that much? Or is it real to us? When we make the Stations of the Cross, or even when we pray the Holy Rosary, especially the Sorrowful Mysteries, do we join in to the Passion? Is it real to us? Do we suffer with our Lord as he suffered? Do we unite our heartaches and our pains and our aches and our disappointments and our patience? Do we offer that in union with our Lord's patience and heartaches and disappointments? This is what is required of us if we want to give God what is his due. And his due is everything that we can give him without exception. Even the mere fact of creation, that all by itself puts a tremendous debt on us. But he went beyond that. He sent his only Son to earth to become one of us. His own Son, who is co-creator, made himself subject to his creatures. Look what we did to him at the first Passion. But even more, look what we are doing to him today. We have a tendency to look around and point at those around us and say, they are doing it. No, my good people, I am doing it. We are doing it. It takes this one potato to make the entire sack go bad. It takes one person adhering to one fault to cause the downfall of the entire world. But it also takes only one person giving him or herself entirely to God to cause the salvation of the entire world. Example works both ways, whether it's a bad example or a good example. So my good people, let us work overtime, especially in these most troubled and dangerous times. Let us work overtime to make sure that we give everything, every second of our lives to God, and not one particle of one second to Satan. And we will thereby set the good example that will change the course of mankind. May God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.